Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Rioters went into their conference doubleheader yesterday at Lackey Memorial Stadium against the Cheyenne Sixers, looking to defeat the 34-time state champions. It is something the Rioters have not done since July 27, 2020, 1,066 days ago. The Sixers went into the doubleheader with an 11-game winning streak on Gillette, and the last time the two teams met was in the state championship game last year. The Rioters started Game 1 with a 1-0 lead after the bottom of the first, and then they took it all the way with them to the top of the fifth. That is when the Sixers took control, getting 3 runs in the fifth and 1 in the sixth, taking a 4-1 lead with them to the bottom of the seventh. Then the Rioters got the bats going down to their final out. Brady Richards put a 2-run RBI double in play that cut it to a 1-run game, and it put Kaysen Loftus on third. Then Loftus scored right after on a wild pitch on an at-bat for Keaton Killian to tie the game at 4-all. Then Killian got a fly ball that dropped in the center field that scored Richards from third as the Rioters came all the way back to take Game 1 5-4 and end their 3-year 11-game losing streak on the Sixers. But the Rioters struggled trying to get the bats going in Game 2 as the Rioters suffered a no-hit 1-0 loss to the Sixers as they took Game 2 only getting one hit of their own. Utah Utes baseball commit Coulter McAnally pitched a full 7-inning no-hitter, throwing 102 pitches while recording 11 strikeouts and 3 walks. The Rioters now go to 40-13 on the season, and they are 6-2 in conference play. Gillette will pack up and hit the road for a week and a half starting on Friday with the Jim Peterson FM Invitational Baseball Tournament in Fargo, North Dakota. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.